Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies on the hotline.
Morning, Greg.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good. Made it to another hump day.
You have?
Yeah.
Join the club here.
Had a city council meeting last night. We haven't had one in a couple of weeks here. We had a relatively light summer, but that doesn't mean work's getting done. And we did have a light agenda last night. We did move forward with a company, a search firm, to find a new city attorney for the city. So move forward with that process and going to be working with the firm to do a national search for a new city attorney for the city of Jackson. Hopefully find someone who can step into Bethany's shoes and really work well with not only the city manager and the rest of City Hall, but City Council and the general public as well. You know, I want someone who's a fighter, who's going to not only uphold our laws and ordinances, but someone who's going to be a real advocate for the people. And that's something that I think we did have with Bethany, and I want to make sure that we continue forward with the new individual. So
what happened to her?
She decided to leave for probably a variety of reasons that I won't go into here. You know, people can feel free to ask her, but I thought she did a good job as our city attorney. You know, she got us through a whole heck of a lot, and you know, I mean, with the way that we've right-sized City Hall, our staff are taking on a lot more roles and responsibilities, and certainly the city attorney's office handles a lot of issues, and in particular when we have all of this, you know, we have, like I said last time I was on the show, we got about $95 million of new private investment downtown, and a lot of those development deals require a lot of legal paperwork, development agreements, things like that, that go through our city attorney's office. So we've got a lot of extra work coming out of there, and a lot of work kind of piling up. So we want to be as expeditious as possible in getting a new city attorney on the ground.
Well, let me ask you this. Do we need a national search, and would a local attorney get a better shot?
So I definitely think that, you know, we're going to have an open and transparent process. Any local attorneys are more than welcome to apply, but we want to make sure that with the volume of work, with the kind of specialization that's required for municipal attorneys, there's a range of specializations within the law, that we get the best person for the taxpayers of the city. And you know, we did look at some firms. We looked at last night working with the Michigan Municipal League and this firm GovHR, and ended up going with GovHR. They're both similar prices for their executive search services. And you know, I think you make a little bit of investment up front in doing that sort of search and finding someone who's going to be a great fit for the city, and you reduce a lot of problems down the road with turnover and lack of experience and a whole heck of a lot of issues down the road if you can invest a little bit up front in finding someone with the qualifications needed, and that's the right fit for the city and for the taxpayers. And so happy to get started on that process.
Probably fair to say a municipal attorney, they're not falling out of trees.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't get into the business to make money.
It's a short list, probably. Short list.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. You don't get, like I said, you don't get into public service to get rich quick. You get in to serve the public and serve your fellow citizens. And, you know, I think just the volume of work is very high for our city attorney, for those that work in the office. So we want to make sure that we get the best person for the job and someone who can enforce our ordinances and pay attention to the letter of the law. And just last night passed final reading of our source of income discrimination ordinance. So we amended our non-discrimination policies to account for source of income, which is going to now be defined to include Section 8 and other forms of public assistance. What we found was that a lot of people were being discriminated against, you know, getting a Section 8 voucher and not being able to find adequate, safe, clean, dignified housing in the city of Jackson because they happen to have a Section 8 voucher. And in a community where we're trying to build a city that's tolerant and inclusive and build opportunity for all and for all classes, for all types of economic statuses and incomes, I think that that's important. And policies like that, making sure that we have someone that's fighting for those that are being potentially being discriminated against and making those inquiries and investigations, I think is falls within the purview of the city attorney's office. And that's why we want to make sure we get someone good in there to fight and stand up for the citizens. And in that case, for the tenants here in the city.
Any other big issues last night, Derek?
That was that. You know, we did talk a lot about, we got approved a new pilot for another development coming into the city, Commonwealth Developers, which is not to be confused with a local firm here, but they're working on a, I would say, moderate income, 80% AMI building coming in just between the two family services buildings. Over on Michigan Avenue, and I think that's, oh, I want to say 40 units of, you know, moderate income coming into our downtown. That's really going to help continue to accelerate the booming economy downtown. We were just talking about it last night, and I saw on Facebook this morning, the Metropolitan, the new Soda Jerk ice cream shop, has its new sign up downtown that's over by Agma Brewing. You know, I saw the axe play is the new axe throwing restaurant is going to be opening up here sometime end of summer. You got Veritas. Everyone's probably been downtown and seen the new black facade that's going to be have some cedar slats going over that soon. They're trying to open up sometime around Labor Day, so you just got a ton of place and a lot of stuff on the horizon. A new women's boutique coming in, you got a new Cajun seafood shop coming in to the downtown, and it's great to see that sort of activity. And we're talking with the DDA now. We're in the search for a new executive director for the DDA about how we pull some of that progress and energy out along over to the east side of the city, along East Michigan Ave. There's a lot of vacant buildings, and I see vacant buildings as new opportunities and problems to be solved of how we do those infill projects and how we get more restaurants or more retail opportunities down East Michigan Ave over to the east side and out into some of our, you know, neighborhood corridors as well, whether it's the Flatiron District or up Coupe. So lots of new opportunities in the city and lots of things happening that's helping to grow our economy. In fact, last night, I'm sure some people have heard, but the Lean Rocket Lab just did a pitch night and had a lot of entrepreneurs coming in to downtown. I think they had somewhere around 250 individuals just in their building at the Lean Rocket Lab and awarded to a guy out of Detroit who manufactures high-end golf clubs. I was told that Jackson is the second highest rate of golf courses per capita in the United States, and this guy makes high-end golf clubs, going to move his manufacturing operation over to Jackson. And you know, it's just great to see all the energy, to see things starting to take off, and you know, we just got to put the pedal to the metal and keep working.
His name wasn't Trump, was it?
It wasn't Trump. I think his name was Bruce. So okay. I did. I caught him last night after the council meeting at the Dirty Bird, and had an opportunity to meet him and talk to the guys at Lean Rocket Lab. And it sounds like it was a great event, and hopefully there's more to come.
Good deal. You mentioned Commonwealth. Is there anything going on with that project up on Blackstone?
I talked about the Commonwealth Developers, which is a separate firm,
right,
working on the housing project. Commonwealth Engineering project is still in the works. They're still these projects at that sort of scale take a long time, and you know, as you know, things like even the Albert Kahn apartment complex, which we just threw dirt on, you know, took 3 years worth of working on to come to fruition. So by no means are these short-term solutions. They take a long time to come together, and I think that's kind of what we're seeing with Commonwealth and with the Hayes Hotel for that matter too. So, but both are still in the works. Both are interested in making those projects happen, and we're working with some community partners, in particular with the Hayes Hotel, to bring that kind of keystone project to fruition for the community.
So they are, fair to say, plugging along, I guess.
Plugging along, yep. Okay. They're still in the works. The project hasn't fallen apart. It's still there, and we're still, you know, doing our work as a city to see what we can do to be supportive and helpful. So,
well, get some rest.
Well, we got a lot of we've been doing a lot of work, but you know, there's more work to be done, and it truly is an exciting time, and I just want to keep working at it and keep pulling that energy out into some of the other parts of the community and make what we see downtown the reality for everywhere in the city.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Thanks, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.